Tennessee, the Osborne Brothers.
Pretty bird, she wore boots and she flies, but I've never
Use because my heart.
welcome to our part of the entertainment here today. We'll be here today and, of course, tonight and tomorrow at Carlton Haines Festival, and it is our pleasure to visit with you. This is our first one. This is any of us' first time in this park, but we sure do hope that it's not going to be the last time. It's a wonderful place, and we are very glad to be here. We got a gentleman that's, let me see, I think there's a radio station that's send us out of somewhere about 16 stations or something like that across North Carolina and maybe it's parts of Virginia. We don't know just exactly where. But the Mr. Kenneth Alexander's done the, I think he's done most of the work on the deal there. But the ones of you that might be tuned our way out on the airways, come and see us. You're welcome anytime today, tomorrow, Monday. We all have a good time this weekend here at the festival. I'd like to introduce some guys to you that Sonny and me are very proud of. To start with, the gentleman on my far left with the electric snare drum.
Yeah.
We've asked him to come along and play play the snare drum with us this summer. Of course, next Tuesday he'll be going back to school. I'd like for y'all, if you would, to give a nice round of applause to my son, Robbie Osborne.
Yeah!
Gentleman in my right directly behind me with the electric bass, we are very proud to have him as a part of the group traveling with us. He comes from the state of South Carolina, and he plays the mandolin on a few occasions when we have time. We've asked him to play the electric bass and do some singing. You remember the team of Don Reno and Red Smiley? This young man happens to be the son of Mr. Don Reno. Would you welcome Ronnie Reno? He's going to sing us a song. Ronnie Reno doing the singing there for you. Before the festival's over with, but Ronnie and I will probably pick some tunes on the mandolin. We was up around the workshop this morning, did a couple, three tunes. Of course, the gentleman I'm going to introduce to you right now played the guitar up there along with us. And we're going to do our best to have a good time. I want you all to do the same, have a good time. Plenty of tall trees down here. This is a real wonderful place, I'll tell you. What do you say about white light? Oh. I'd like to introduce a gentleman to you now that sings with Sonny and me, and he comes from the state of Missouri, plays the flat-top guitar. He has helped Sonny and me record more records than anybody else that has ever done any singing with us. He's going to sing you a song that we have this one in our newest album for Decca Records, which we have six different albums with us. We have them over at the little camper right after we get finished. We have them anytime that you'd like to look at the albums. And a single record of the Tennessee Hound Dog and also a group picture. Gentlemen, I'm going to introduce to you those sings this one in our latest album. Would you welcome Dale Sled? And I sing for Dale.
Just outside. Thank you.
much. That particular song, How Great Thou Art, we certainly hope that you enjoyed it. We have a sacred album with us on the bus out there. That's, all of our albums are for sale. And the pictures, of course, the single records of the Tennessee Hound Dog. This particular song, How Great Thou Art, though, is in a sacred album entitled Favorite Hymns, and this album was released on Decca Records in March of this year. And we're very proud of the album because it's the first album that we ever had, the sacred album that we've ever had released on any record company, and we hope that you like it. We have some old songs in the album, of course, some. We're only allowed about 30 minutes each time. Of course, we're going to be here back tonight for a performance tonight, and don't let us forget any of the requests. We'll do our best to get to each, all of them if we possibly can. We all going to have a good time. Here's a song that's been good to us. We'd like to sing it for you. Had some requests for it. It goes like this.
Bob, before we do this, I'd like to make a special dedication on this to the Shell brothers. They're here today, and Curtis Shell bought one of my banjos, and boy, I'm pleased about it.
Up this hill and down, and up this hill again. Up this hill and down, and up this hill again. It's a mighty, mighty long road, but ain't got no end. Well, it's 5 o'clock in the morning to 12 o'clock at night. 5 o'clock in the morning to 12 o'clock at night. I work so hard.
Thank you very much. Hope you like that one there, Ruby. That's a song we recorded twice for MGM Records. First time in, let me see, 1956. And then, of course, we recorded it once again in 1962. And it's on two different albums. One of them's out of print now, and the other one you can still get. We have had so many people request the song on so many shows we've done. Want to buy a copy of Ruby. We are going to record it again for Decca Records in the very near future, and I'll guarantee that you'll be able to get it on Decca, the ones that have requested it, and of course have asked us for the record from here to there. Here's a song that we'd like to sing for you that's been good to us, and of course we recorded it a couple of years ago. What's that? Yeah. Once again, what's that?
We can't hear you. Somebody over there yelling.
When we get finished, don't forget we have all of our Decca albums, copies of all of them, over to the bus, and right over the little white bus on right down here. We was the only ones that was able to get that. We got down here before everybody got here, and nobody run us all. Nobody said nothing. We have all some copies of all of our Decca albums. Of course, the single records of Tennessee Hound Dog and the group picture of all of us. Here's a song that's been good to us. Ronnie Reno's been playing the electric bass, Dale Sled the guitar, my son Robbie the drums, and Sonny Me's been hanging in like a wolf.
Tennessee.